This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Inside. My liver's all twisted up. But you know what I did? I took Deborah, went to the liquor store. I loaded up with alcohol.
Go on.
More specifically, vodka, whiskey, beer, tequila.
Yep.
More beer, more vodka, more whiskey, and more beer.
Come on.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
That's a lot.
Let's go, Bills!
That's a lot of money. That costs a lot of money, all that booze. Right? Doesn't it?
Oh.
Doesn't have to, maybe? Doesn't have
it's,
to.
Yeah. No.
Depends on the brand.
Just the beers we like to drink is pricey enough. Yeah,
I recently
all that booze in addition. Wow.
I recently drank my first ever non-alcoholic beer.
How'd that go?
Okay.
I can't imagine that's an enjoyable experience.
Well,
I've had it too. I don't think I had more than one, but I did try it.
They work more slowly than you're used to when you're drinking beer. You're used to a certain reaction,
yeah.
And it didn't really come. So.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know, I
that's the idea.
Fine.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
What's supposed to happen.
Yeah. Right. Right.
All right. Joe Thornton.
Let me know if they come up with like an even more Jesus NA.
Oh boy.
They come up with that.
Love that beer.
Can you imagine that? Oh Lord.
It's been okay. So long though. What is that again? That's a dark beer. That is who?
That's a stout. It's a big stout. It's Evil Twin.
Evil yeah. Twin.
Yeah.
That's right. Evil Twin.
It was great. The first I think I've told this story. I'd heard of Evil Twin. I hadn't had any of their stuff. And I went to the now defunct Village Beer Merchant location on Hurdle Avenue, right near where I live. And it was a Sunday afternoon, and I was out of beer, and I was thirsty. And I had a buddy coming over to watch some hockey in a little while, and I'm standing there, and I'm looking at the board. And I'm like, what is... The name takes you, right? Like, Evil Twin, even more Jesus. I'm like, what in the world is that? And how much does I read it? It's 10% or whatever it is. You know, it's some big burly stout. And I'm looking at it, and I don't think there was a price on there. And I said, like, what's the deal with number six here? The even more Jesus. He's like, oh, yeah, that's like some absurd price. Pick an absurd price for like a growler, like $48 or something, like maybe more. I don't even know. I was just like, I gotta have it. I have to have it. It's that expensive, and then I have to have it. It's just like,
right.
I'm going to have to try it now because you're daring me, because you're telling me it's so rare that it's this expensive and it's that potent. And so, okay, hit me up. I'm not really the sort of person who should be spending that much money on a 64 ounces of beer, but sure.
No, but I know how this is, but it is, there is an argument to get the most expensive thing.
Yes.
when I was collecting cards, I should have done that more. I should have not bought as many Robin Younts.
Yeah.
And saved up for the bigger guys. Like, that was the way to do it. But I didn't have the discipline. So.
Right.
Like, if you, it's a big beer like that, you pay that much for it, and the money matters to you, so you would pace yourself, and you'd be better off. You would, you know, enjoy it, you drink it in you know, spurts.
Yeah, me and my buddy killed it in like 2 hours.
You drink, well, that's another way you could go, but you buy that one, then you buy a cheaper one, and, you know, you offset. You
yeah,
go,
well, right.
Jesus,
yeah,
other
yeah, right.
one, water.
One
other
of the disciples
one.
Or something. Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah, Jesus, Paul, even more Paul.
Right. Right,
would that
John
be a beer? Is that
yeah,
out?
Yeah.
They make
think,
it even
yeah.
more Paul.
Yeah.
Evil Twin is a gypsy, right? I remember drinking that beer.
It has been. I don't know. I have not had that, nor really much of their other stuff in quite a while. So,
Paul,
but today
Paul,
I will tell you that today I was thinking about them and that beer specifically because my wife left the house before I cut the grass, and while I was cutting the grass, I thought, I should text her to tell her if she's looking for growlers to get a stout. And, oh, my God, if somebody's got Evil Twin, do it. But I didn't, and she didn't, and whatever. But
Paul is an apostle, though, right? Not a is it an apostle?
Yeah, I think that's right.
I wanted to say it because I didn't want to leave that unchecked.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right. Joe Thornton, real quick. The Sabres are probably not going to play the Leafs.
That's probably right. It's very. I would say that's. It seems it more than just possible. I don't know if I want to get to. It's likely, but I mean the border's not opening, so. I think that they may have to move forward with that idea of a Canadian division, and yeah, that's right. So no, yeah, but that, pretty cool. I like him a lot. I mean, people like players. All around the league, it seems like everyone, and this can be a trap, but I just feel like everyone just raves about what an awesome guy he is. And, like, for a player of his stature, like, even Evander Kane goes to San Jose, and he's like, Joe Thornton came and picked me up at the airport to, like, welcome me to the team.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is a super cool ace move, like, that you do not have to do if you're the captain or even at that point maybe former captain. I don't know, that got messy. But, like, you are the San Jose Sharks. If you're Joe Thornton and you're going to the airport to pick the guy up, like, that's a pretty solid move.
He was in the area, I heard. That's why that happened. But still cool. I don't have anything against him as a hockey fan. Good for him.
I like him. Like the beard.
Is tough. It's so big. It's tough.
Pretty weird that it's like he and Jason Spezza both are on the Leafs.
I know.
I mean, what year is it again? it's pretty insane.
And Vesey.
Sure. Yeah, he lumped him right in with those.
And Simmons. They wanted to be more like the Sabres, I guess. And the Sharks, two top teams. All right, let's do picks.
What if I did do it? Even though I admit to nothing and never will. What does that make me? And I'm not here just defending myself, but all those pickers out there who've been caught. Each and every one of them. Who has to suffer the shame and humiliation because of people like you.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Are we not human? If we pick, do we not bleed?
On WGR.
I am not an animal.
Sports Radio 550.
What's the score? Do you know?
I think I'm ahead by 3, maybe.
3?
I went 4-1 last week.
Okay. I was 3-2, and I think I was down by 2, so that sounds
yeah,
right.
I think it's 3. I think I'm like 14-11, maybe. There's just 3 over, and you're right at 500, I think, maybe.
So. No, I'd be 3 under.
Or 3 under, yeah, sorry.
If that's, that's the right score.
I think that's right. I think it's 3.
So. Okay.
All right. Well, Not that it matters. Nick Saban is not traveling to Athens for this game on Saturday, right?
I don't know. They say he tested negative today.
Okay.
So he might still be there.
Okay. Yeah, I think he would need to test 2 days in a row. Well, 24 hours apart, negative, to re-enter. Like,
doesn't he make the laws? Nick Saban, doesn't he make the laws down there?
Kind of, I think.
What are they going to tell him no and he's not going to do it?
Right. I mean, I don't know. Anyway, I don't think it matters. I've been on Georgia the last 3 weeks, I think. Won twice, lost once with them just by a point. They're hosting Alabama. So I've gotten a good – I've watched a good amount of their games the last couple of weeks. I think the first week was against Citadel, so that didn't really get me there. No, it was Arkansas. Anyway, I like Alabama here. Georgia, the quarterback that's been playing – oh, I got to get his name right. Stedman Bennett the Fourth is the name of the Georgia quarterback. And he's a little guy. He's a really cool story. You know, they've got bigger name, bigger, stronger armed, more fit the profile type guys there. And he just makes plays and they win. So he's playing. But I've been watching and I do not think he has the game to take Alabama down. So I'm taking Alabama. I'm turning my back on my Bulldogs this week. And I will take Alabama -4.5. The game is actually at Alabama. I apologize. They're hosting the game. So he doesn't have to travel to Athens. It's a home game for Saban and the Tide. So I'll take Alabama at home in that one. As far as the NFL goes, I will take the Bears getting 1.5 at the Panthers. Panthers have been rolling. You've been pointing out, you know, there's another running back example, Mike Davis in for McCaffrey, and they're better. And I'm just sort of guessing that stops. Not so much that Davis won't be productive or that they – the Bears have a solid defense. And so I'm going a little – I don't know if it's Buster on the Panthers win streak. I guess it is. I'll take the Bears getting 1.5 on the road at Carolina.
I like that game a little bit.
Yeah?
Well, I mean, they're both above 500. They've never played.
That's right. Two games this week. No, that's the only
one. At least.
Yeah.
I don't remember a single thing ever happening between Chicago and Carolina.
Yeah. Did they maybe ever play in the playoffs? No, right?
I don't know. I don't remember anything ever happening between them.
Of course they didn't, because they've never played. So
I'm pretty sure they've never played. Right. 25 years.
I've been around this all day, like just raving about this Steelers-Browns game. I can't wait to watch it on Sunday. I will take Pittsburgh -3.5. I think the Browns are in for a smack, and I think the Steelers and the pass rush is just the thing to smack them. So I will take Pittsburgh -3.5. Really, no Mayfield or not, whatever. I don't care what direction that's trending. He plays. I like Pittsburgh -3.5. I'll take the Packers -1 at Tampa Bay. I don't know. I like Green Bay more than Tampa. Is that a good enough reason? I think it is. And, look, I don't like doing this. Chiefs -4.5 at the Bills. I don't trust, even if White is back, I'm worried about them stopping Kansas City enough and being able to score enough to win the game. So I'll take the Chiefs -4.5 on Monday night.
And you feel a little bit like maybe Tennessee showed something on defense?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
I'm
a little leery of that. And, you know, 4-2 after this opening six games is not bad. So, I'm also like sort of making peace with that as I make the pick. But I like the Chiefs.
All right. I really want to pick Cleveland. I'm not going to. I want to. But while... I'm not going to make that point. Mayfield has not been that good. Like, they have won four games in a row, but they are running like crazy. And, you know, if you can do that, then maybe you can keep winning. I mean, they've been doing great, but that's not my brand. So I'll take the Steelers. I don't want to pick the game. I just don't want to pick the Browns. I'm tempted to. I don't know if Pittsburgh has to be so good, you know, but I'll skip the game. I like the Rams a little bit, -3 Sunday night at San Francisco. I should be careful. Last week I picked against them, and they kind of breezed in Washington. But the Rams have earned some respect, and now they're going to San Francisco, a team that has lost at home to the Cardinals, lost at home to the Dolphins. Like, the Niners haven't been that good at all. So either I'm getting suckered in here with the Rams -3, or I'll be right. That's what usually happens. I'll take Dallas on Monday night at home against Arizona +1. I think they can get by with Andy Dalton. He's not Prescott, but I think they can get by. Their offense is so good. Elliott's good. And we'll see if the Cardinals can keep up. I like them fine, but I've got the home team plus a point with the Cowboys. I want the Jets. I've said it all week. I want the Jets. That's the highest number it could be. I mean, whatever it ends up at, 9.5, I just feel like we're getting to that point where everybody falls for Ryan Fitzpatrick and then it explodes. Because that's what has happened every time. And it can happen when you least expect it. Does the Jet defense have to just roll over for Fitz? Ugh. Le'Veon Bell is out of their hair. They throw the ball more, maybe. That's a good thing. Flacco's had a start now. I'm forcing it, but Flacco's had a start with them now. A little more familiarity.
This is the worst pick of all time.
Like, I just don't want to bet the Dolphins to win by 10 or more against anybody. So I'll take the Jets. And while I'm betting underdogs, I'll take the Bengals, too. Just looking at that when Sal was on Indianapolis giving 8.5. Man, they're keeping teams in games. They've lost to Jacksonville. Like, last week was bad at the Browns. So, I mean, I don't love the Bengals, but they can score.
I don't get that number at all in that game.
Down to 8, so I'll change it to 8. Right. Take that point off. Half point. College, I'm just going to take Syracuse. Plus 2.5 at home against Liberty. It'll be funny if I'm wrong about that. I'll enjoy it. You know, like, all right. Liberty won at Syracuse and covered. Okay, good for you. You win. Congratulations.
When is that game? 10 in the morning tomorrow? When is that?
I don't know.
When do they play that game?
I don't know. Who are watching now in here, Joe? SMU Tulane.
It's a good one.
It's a good one. 7-7. All right. I'm sure it is. Okay, those are the picks.
All right, there's the picks.
We'll have some fantasy football for you coming up. Stay with us until 7 here.
Are you watching the baseball at all?
In a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I've got this new, I'm streaming. I'm a Fubo TV guy. And occasionally, I have not looked tonight to see, but they've got a 4K channel. It's baseball in 4K is what it's called. And it's one of the playoff games. And it looks amazing. So it's really not like, that got me in. Like, okay, I'm gonna. So I've been looking in on it the last couple nights.
They're both playing again. No days off in these series. It's bottom of the first. Houston at Tampa, or Houston against Tampa. Tampa's the home team in the game. Before we get to some fantasy for you, let me mention a few things about Colton RV. With these Colton RV spots, I've mostly gone for the aesthetic. You're outdoors at the mountains, at the lake, whatever. You're enjoying your family and friends camping. There are some details that are worthy of mention, and they are pulling off a socially responsible kind of RV show featuring more than 450 RVs at Colton RV, North Tonawanda, and Orchard Park. This is ongoing. The Colton RV Show Spectacular runs through the 19th, and you can also check it out online at their website, ColtonRV.com. This spectacular. Bonuses include free storage until next spring, free nights of camping or a shopping spree valued at up to $1,000 on select units, more spectacular savings on every RV, even a $100 donation to Camp Good Days for every camper sold during the show. So you can check the details out, ColtonRV.com. If you want to get started into camping, here's a great opportunity this weekend for you. The Colton RV Show Spectacular going on. Colton RV, North Tonawanda, Orchard Park, and online, ColtonRV.com. Colton RV, 50 years, 3 generations, 1 family.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.